The absurd reality of Israel's separation wall. Haniyama's house is on one side of it, while his village Masha is on the other. His family has been cut off from their friends and neighbours, cut off from their community. To get from one side of the wall to the other, Hani has to pass through two gates. Israel keeps this one locked, but they've given him a key, and now he acts as his own jailer. The view of his village replaced by a wall.
This is a destruction of life. They destroyed our land and our life, and left no life for our children. They cannot put a financial value on this loss.
For Hani's children, going to school also means padlocks, gates and fences. They too are separated from their classmates, who live on the other side of the wall. This family has also lost almost all of their land. It was taken by Israel to build the wall. And now all they're left with is this small plot of land and just a few trees. Cast adrift in a sea of settlements, the family finds themselves on the same side as Israeli settlers in the West Bank. Israel says it built the wall to protect its citizens from attacks by Palestinians. But Hani says it's he who needs protection. On the roof, he shows us where, he says, settlers threw rocks at the house, breaking his solar panels. The family is isolated, hemmed in by fences and walls on all sides, and they're tired of the stress and living alone.
Rarely does anybody come to visit me, either because they are afraid or because Israeli soldiers stop them. When people do come, I try to use the key. But sometimes the soldiers stop me and tell me to go back home. What's the point of having a key when I can't use it?
Life is far from normal. An access road built on the land they once owned is now used by the military. Soldiers and army jeeps continually drive past. The boys play in front of their unusual garden wall. It went up 6 years ago, but today they can barely remember life without it. Nicole Johnston, Al Jazeera, in the West Bank.